Well, we're joined in studio now by the Chief Executive of An Cumhisiún Tórchain, the Electoral Commission, Art O'Leary. You're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're here to talk about two things, voter turnout and spoiled votes. Turnout was just under 50%, 49.4%. Why so low?
Well, I mean, there are many reasons. There's not a simple answer to that, I'm afraid. You know, so many issues affect turnout, whether it's weather or whatever. It's slightly under the figure for 2019, but I think we need to place that in context, you know, because the electoral register grew by almost 250,000 between 2019 and 2024. So in fact, there were nearly 100,000 extra voters came out to vote last Friday, but we're doing a voter survey at the moment and we'll have some more concrete data in the weeks ahead. But I think it's notable that, well, the weather was good, so that wasn't really a factor. But it was the first week in June. You know, it's slightly later than the last time in 2019. It's the first week of the holiday season. Secondary schools had closed the week before as well. And
but there's a trend, isn't there? It's been dropping consistently and dramatically in the last 20 years for local elections. It was 58% 20 years ago.
Yes, indeed. And it just shows the scale of the challenge that's faced by An Cumhisiún Tórchain. One of our roles is to enhance turnout and to increase public engagement with the electoral process. So we were established a year ago. This isn't something we can fix in a single six-week campaign. Mm. There are many elections to come in the next 18 months. So we'll have an opportunity to learn as much as we can about voter behaviour, because we know nothing about voters in this country, and we know even less about would-be, could-be and should-be voters too, which is why we're gathering the data to better understand why people don't engage as well. And we're speaking to various groups who traditionally don't engage: members of the traveller community, young people, people with a disability, the immigrant community, and these are a challenge for us. So but it's a challenge that we're going to embrace and we're looking forward to it.
Do you expect there to be an urban-rural divide? Because there were spots around the country where turnout was incredibly high.
Yes, yeah, and this is always the case. In local areas, there's a particular reason that people turn out. And in Delvin and County Westmeath, 93%, you know, was the turnout. And we should congratulate them for gathering together and coming out to vote in such greater numbers. So it is the challenge. It's something we're looking forward to, that we need to better understand why people don't vote and then put in a range of solutions. This ultimately involves education, information, and public engagement. We need to be in schools and universities, but also in groups that traditionally don't get engaged.
What was the level of spoiled votes this time?
We were pleased to see that the level of spoiled votes greatly reduced. You know, we have been involved in a campaign for the last couple of weeks in the run-up, because in 2019 we had 108,000 spoiled votes, you know, which as we know is the population of Kilkenny City and County. So the number of spoiled votes this time dropped by 30%, you know, even with an increased number of voters. So we had 77,000 spoiled votes. This is still 77,000 too many. You know, there are people who've spoiled their vote
counts.
On purpose, and yeah. I've spent the last few days hanging over barriers looking at
how were they spoiled?
Many
crackers?
Some are spoiled intentionally, you know, and my favourite one, if I am allowed to have a favourite, was somebody who gave a number one to every single candidate and then wrote as promised at the top of the ballot paper. So but some of them are clearly unintentional, and this is a big education issue. The Kiely judgment, where people voted 1, 2, 3 on the first ballot paper and 4, 5, 6 on the second one, is still a challenge when people are confronted with two ballot papers. People voting for
so
a party
long.
Where there are multiple candidates voting 1, 2, 3 X's, you know, or 3 1s, you know, where it's not able to establish the first preference. These are very easily fixed mistakes, you know. So we had, we produced a short video of how to vote, basically, and there were 40,000 views of that video in the run-up. So we'd like to think that this education program will greatly improve the rate of spoiled ballots.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of An Cumhisiún Tórchain.